Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Do not be afraid. We heard the same phrase yesterday as the angel spoke to Joseph. And in tomorrow's Mass, we'll hear it again when the angel speaks to our Blessed Mother. Do not be afraid. Maybe we can say this should be like the motto of a disciple, of a Christian. Willing to follow the Lord and willing to say yes to the Lord to whatever He asks, regardless. Do not be afraid. And this morning, as we look at Zechariah, we also pray for the grace to persevere in our prayer. That grace of long suffering, in spite of what seems to be an unanswered prayer. Because this is why the angel said, do not be afraid, because your prayer has been heard. So clearly, we can say that Zechariah and Elizabeth had been praying for a son, or at some time in the past had prayed for a son with earnest and with zeal. And the Lord heard the prayer and He answered it in His time. But I mean, maybe we can say that Zechariah had given up. He thought it was impossible that what he had prayed for would not come true. And this is why he doubted and he did not believe and asked this question, how shall I know this? This doubt of this unbelief that God can do the miraculous. He can do the seemingly impossible. He was a righteous man. He followed the law. He was serving in the temple. Certainly he knew of the story we heard in the first reading that God can bring life out of what seems to be dead. But yet he doubted. And so we pray for that grace, that we can persevere in our prayer however long it takes, trusting in God's fulfillment of His promises, especially that He can bring death, He can bring life out of death. So where are the barren parts of our heart, of our lives, of our families? Where's the barren part of our church these days? Do we believe that the Lord can bring life? And when we look at the O Antiphon for today, O Root of Jesse, this root of Jesse, which was promised to come from the stump. And we know when we cut down a tree, we left with a stump in the yard, this lifeless remnant. But it was that image where God gave us this promise of the root of Jesse. This stump would bring life, life from death. And this is the promise of God for each one of us. And so we pray for the grace to not be afraid, to say yes, and to believe that God can do the miraculous, the seemingly impossible, even bringing life out of death. As we get so close to the birth of Jesus next week, when true life is brought into the world, let us pray for the grace to believe that He will bring life to our own lives, even when it seems to be dead. Amen.